More than 600,000 persons go missing in the United States every year, and approximately 90% of those missing people are recovered every year, either alive or deceased. But what about the other 10%? Join us on a weekly basis with our new segment, Mandy and the Missings, as I go back and look at old cases as well as new cases of missing persons. Because every person, no matter who they are or where they come from, deserves to be remembered and deserves to still have a case open for them and someone trying to find them. Hey, hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Mandy and the Missings. This is week number 3. Getting ready to go over the next 5 on the FBI's missing list. First up today is Nefertiri R. Trader. She was last seen being put into the rear seat of her vehicle by an unknown male at approximately 4 a.m. on June 30th, 2014, near her residence in Newcastle, Delaware. The male, who was wearing tan shorts and a dark hooded sweatshirt, then drove away in the car. The car is described as a silver 2000 Acura RL with Delaware registration. Nefertiri has aliases of Nefertiri Trader, Nefertin Renice Trader, Nefertini Renice Trader, Nefertiri Renice Trader, Nettie R. Trader. Date of birth, February 21st, 1981, in Delaware. She has brown hair, brown eyes. She's approximately 5'6", weighing approximately 125 pounds. She is an African female American. Scars and marks. She has a scar on her left leg. And the FBI is offering a reward of up to $20,000 for information about the kidnapping of Nefertiri Trader. Our next missing person is Margaret Ellen Fox. She was last seen on June 24, 1974, after traveling by bus to meet with a man who called himself John Marshall and had advertised for a babysitting job. Margaret was planning to go by bus to Mill and Main Streets in Mount Holly, New Jersey, to have an interview with this man about babysitting his young son. The man's phone number was later traced to a payphone in a local supermarket. Margaret was seen getting on the bus in Burlington, New Jersey, at approximately 8:40 a.m. en route to Mount Holly, but she has never been seen or heard from again. At the time of her disappearance, 2 of Margaret's top front teeth were missing, and she wore eyeglasses. She was last seen wearing jeans with a yellow patch on the knee, a blue blouse, a white and black checkered jacket, and brown sandals with a heel strap. She was also wearing a gold necklace with flowers and a blue stone, and a gold charm bracelet with a blue stone. Margaret was carrying an eyeglass case with a Huckleberry Hound design on it. Date of birth, February 4th, 1960. She has blue eyes, brown hair. She was 5'2" at the time of her disappearance and 105 pounds again at the time of her disappearance. She is a Caucasian female. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the arrest and or conviction of the subject responsible for the disappearance of Margaret Ellen Fox. Number 3 on our list for today is Raja Adriana McQueen. The FBI Cleveland Violent Crime Task Force and the Cleveland Police Department are seeking information from the public regarding the mysterious disappearance of 27-year-old Raja Adriana McQueen. McQueen was last seen in her 2018 Nissan Sentra at approximately 7:30 a.m. on June 26, 2021, in the area of East 131st Street and Harvard Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Her car was later observed being driven by another individual with 2 new bullet hole defects, one in the roof and one in the rear passenger door. The vehicle's appearance had been altered by the removal of the hubcaps and her license plate, and a dealer plate was visible in the rear window. McQueen has ties to the east side of Cleveland. She has black hair, dark eyes, approximately 5'6", 133 pounds. She is an African-American female. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the recovery of Raja Adriana McQueen and or her missing 2018 Nissan Sentra. Number 4 today is Sierra Locklear Breland. She was last known to be visiting her family in Johns Creek, Georgia from Carmel, Indiana, the week of February 20th, 2022, with her husband, their 5-month-old son, and their white Labradoodle. Breland's husband reported her missing on February 26, 2022, to the Carmel Police Department in Indiana. However, there is no evidence that Breland ever returned home after the family's trip to Georgia. Breland's last known location while visiting Georgia was at a residence on Highgate Manor Court in Johns Creek on February 23, 2022 at 7:17 p.m. Breland and her family were known to be traveling in a white 2017 Volkswagen Tiguan with Georgia license plate RMB5869. Date of birth, January 10, 1991. Place of birth was Florida. She has blonde hair, brown eyes, is 5 foot, weighs 120 pounds. She is a Caucasian American female. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the location of Sierra Breland. Anyone with information related to the disappearance of Sierra Breland is asked to call the Johns Creek Police Tip Line at 678-474-1610 or the Carmel Police Department at 317-571-2500. And our fifth missing person of the day is Amy Lynn Bradley. While on a family cruise to the Caribbean, she went missing from the Royal Caribbean International Cruise Line ship Rhapsody of the Seas. On Saturday, March 21, 1998, the vessel departed San Juan, Puerto Rico, and traveled to its first port of call, the island of Aruba. On Monday, March 23, 1998, Rhapsody of the Seas departed Aruba and was traveling in international waters to its next island port of Curaçao, Netherlands Antilles. During the early morning hours of Tuesday, March 24, 1998, Amy Lynn Bradley went missing. The vessel later departed Curaçao and continued onto the island of St. Martin and further traveled to St. Thomas, United States Virgin Islands, before returning to San Juan, Puerto Rico on Saturday, March 28, 1998. Bradley has the following tattoos: a Tasmanian devil spinning a basketball on her shoulder, the sun on her lower back, a Chinese symbol on her right ankle, and a gecko lizard on her navel. She also has a navel ring. Date of birth, May 12, 1974, in Petersburg, Virginia. She has short brown hair, green eyes, is 5'6", weighs approximately 125 pounds, and she is an Caucasian American female. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the recovery of Amy Lynn Bradley and information that leads to the identification, arrest, and conviction of the person or persons responsible for her disappearance. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mandy and the Missings, a Through the Abyss podcast production. If you would like to know more about the missing persons I've gone over on today's episode, you can go to fbi.gov/wanted/kidnap. If you have any information concerning these persons, please contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate. Thank you for listening to Mandy and the Missings. Join me next week as I go over another unsolved missing persons case.